Will King Felipe VI of Spain allow electoral fraud by hosting UN tourism in Madrid? UN tourism manipulation is in full swing under the leadership of conflicted UN Secretary General Zura Palalakashvili, who is using all official UN tourism resources to secure a controversial third term in his mandate. This Georgian politician has not heard even a petition and open letter from two prior secretary generals meant to urge Zurab to save his legacy and stop his ambition to run for an unprecedented third term. According to Dr. Walter Mzembai, the first victim of Palalakashvili's unfair procedures, the only way to guarantee that a UNWTO member country's choice emerges as the next UN tourism secretary general is to ensure that the first and second runner-ups are subjected to a general ballot of all 157 member states to confirm the Executive Council recommendation. The 32-member Executive Council is too vulnerable to deal cutting, as the May 2017 and 2021 Executive Council elections attested. The last time the executive committee met, the following 32 members attended. They will make their recommendations and vote for the next UN Tourism Secretary General the next time. Spain, as the host country, must take responsibility for hosting an authentic member country choice at its Capitan Haya address, as part of the host country agreement. What does it do for Madrid's and King Philip's consciences to host a UN electoral fraud on their territory? The Spanish government this time around must insist on the right thing. Iturbonews.com. In his open letter, former UNWTO Secretary General Professor Francesco Frangiali and Dr. Taleb Rifai told Zurab Palalakashvili it was time to go and not insist on a third term. According to Mzembai, this petition by such industry giants must be redrafted as a petition to the host country Spain to take responsibility for processes happening on their soil and who comes to occupy the new home for UN tourism, Capitan Haya address overlooked by their own Spanish government ministry or Department of Tourism. Current candidate Harry Theoharis from Greece told eTurbo News that he thinks such changes are too late now, but if he wins the election, he will implement it during his term. Gloria Guevara, the Mexican candidate, forwarded an article published by Preferent confirming that Spain would not vote for the current Secretary General in the upcoming elections. España no votará al actual Secretario de ONU Turismo su relación con el gobierno se deterioró cuando apareció en prensa su vínculo con Begoña Gómez y Javier Hidalgo. Zurab Palalakashvili's relationship with the Spanish government deteriorated in February of last year when his ties to Spanish President Pedro Sánchez's wife and the former CEO of Air Europa, Javier Hidalgo. The trio has been accused of being linked to a major multi-million euro fraud during the COVID crisis. The controversy prompted Gloria Guevara, the former tourism minister of Mexico, and Theoharis, the former minister of Greece, to run in the upcoming May elections for UN Tourism Secretary General. When Walter Mzembai was pushed by the Chinese, by Saudi Arabia, and Dr. Rifai during a very controversial General Assembly in Chengdu in 2017, Mzembai was promised a position in the Palalakashvili administration to oversee the process to change the future election process rules within UNWTO. In 2017, Mzembai had insisted on a secret vote to confirm Zurab at the General Assembly. His demand was overruled in a 45-minute debate by former Secretary General Dr. Taleb Rifai, the delegation from Saudi Arabia, and Spain. In return, Mzembai stopped his objection during the General Assembly against Zurab, went to the stage, and took the following photo. This promise was forgotten. Zurab never delivered on it, and of course, as everyone can see, for a good reason. Just a month later, Dr. Taleb Rifai regretted using his influence to help Zurab to be confirmed by acclamation instead of a vote. Rifai is now part of the recent petition to stop Zurab from running for a third term.